WTF mobile and listening.
WTF, this is Norway Zero Tango Radio, November Zero Tango Radio. My name's Tom, I'm located in Greer, mobile.
This is Todd, I'm out of Williamston. I'm actually headed on I-85, headed into Greenville, or the Greenville area right now. I may be in and out because I'm on a little handheld walkie-talkie, just driving down, seeing if I could reach out to anybody.
Well, that's good. You stay safe out there, and it's a beautiful day, and yeah, you will be on a handy-talkie. I'm surprised you're getting in that good. We are just headed down to resolve a problem in the daughter's house. They had an electrical problem last night and can't seem to get it resolved. It's a much bigger house out of my pay grade and it's huge. So we'll see. It should be all the same no matter what kind of house.
But there's just four of us to look at and try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I did it for almost 50 years, and I was an industrial electrician. Didn't do a lot of house wiring stuff, though. Did some, and mostly for myself or relatives. But, man, this thing's big. I think it's 3,800 square feet. But, anyways, Todd, you got a nice drive out there. You'll be going by the Doppler radar for Channel 4. And we go down there quite a lot, or have been in the past until this stupid virus come. We go down there to the fabric store. My wife is a seamstress, and she loves to go down there. She doesn't need to, but you know how that is.
W2T Mobile, you're going to get yourself in trouble there, Tom.
He's out on I-85 with a handy-talkie, Rusty, so I don't know just how long he'll be in there. You're in and out. It's a handy-talkie. If you get your little external antenna and just run her out the window, you'd be a lot better off. Now, go ahead, Rusty.
By my church and pick up some decals to go in the back window of the car. And all the one that's been there for years is peeling out. So I figure I'll just peel it on off, wash the window real good, and put a new decal up in it. So anyway, I am on my way to the grocery store now.
Well, maintain your distances. And we're just, like I said, we're headed down there to the daughter's. I think that house is something like 3,800 square feet, so it's huge compared to ours. Oh, well, it'll be fun. I just got to figure out where things are at. But it's a beautiful day, Rusty, and a good day to be out. We were out of power from 11:05 to 4:38 this morning, and the old Generac kicked in, so glad to have that. It didn't really need it that bad, but we keep it warmer than you young folks.
Well, keeping it warmer, you don't know about my house. Us cancer survivors, some of us, depending upon what we had, have to have it a little bit warmer than most folks do, so it, you know, I've got my thermostat set, so if it gets below 68, the heat kicks in. But in the morning when I get up, I bump it up a couple of degrees till later in the morning when it cuts back. And I have a chance to get showered and dressed and then make my way about, you know.
Us too. They keep sending nag sheets from Duke and saying that we've used more than the average bear in our neighborhoods, and I don't care. If there's one comfort you want to have, it's heating and air conditioning. My neighbor had that deal put on there, Rusty, where they can cut your air conditioner out in the summertime in high demands, and supposedly saves you money. And I'll tell you what, old Tim, he likes cold, And when that sucker cuts out, he says, I really notice it, Tom. And he says, they'll shut it off right in the heat of the day. And they only leave it off for a finite amount of time. I don't know how long it is. But he says, you sure do notice it. I told them, forget that on ours. They called and wanted to do it. And I says, no dice. Going in there. So I assume Rusty's turning or parking or something. Just send 0TR.
No way, had to take a phone call.
I figured as much. I didn't know if he was parking or whatever. No problem whatsoever. Send 0TR, Taco Bell, Wade Hampton, 101.
Well, I'm sitting in the public's parking lot, and I'm going inside. Yeah, I picked up a couple of decals at church, and then I realized I'd left them, and they were calling to tell me I'd left. The secretary was calling to tell me I'd left them on her desk. So I'll go back by when I leave here. All right, let me run inside the grocery store and get what I came to get, and then I can head back to the house and have me some good baked chicken tonight for supper. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, Publix is a great store. Amy goes there a lot, the daughter. And we used to get the spicy chicken there. It got a little too spicy for us. But their fried chicken there is really good, and their French bread is excellent. And they're just a nice store. See you later. This is N0TR Mobile, headed south.